into the galaxy of country music, y'all. Headed towards the highest ranked, most played song for the entire week in country radio. My name is Fitz, the commander of this country music vessel and your host of Bob Kingsley's Country Top 40.
I love my countdown.
So here's a little puzzle for you. Say you're a country music dude from small town Oklahoma and you fall in love with a ska queen from big city California. Do you move out there and become a full-time Californian? Or do you inject her with a little bit of that down-home country Oklahoma charm? Well, in the case of Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani, it's a little bit of both.
In some ways, I have gotten a little softer spending so much time in the city. So I have to come out to the country every once in a while. And, get my tractor out and burn something. And yeah, I'm still a man, you know.
And here is the California-fied Blake Shelton debuting his brand new song at number 33, Minimum Wage.
Country Top 40. This is our troop salute.
And Petty Officer Sheen says he enjoys the rigorous challenge the nuclear plant program sets forth. Well, Mr. Sheen and everybody aboard the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower, we are forever indebted to you and your service. This one's for you. We live in the land of the free because of the brave.
CT-40!
Rascal Flatts chiming in at number 14 with How They Remember You after coming up two in the ranks. Speaking of Rascal Flatts, they didn't get to do their farewell tour because of COVID-19, and they have no plans to pick it back up when touring starts again. That's because many of them are pretty busy, like Gary LaVox. He's going to spend 2021 focusing on two things. Quote, I'm working on a solo record right now, and goat yoga. He says, it's really weird, but there's nothing to do, and I own that farm. So I'm raising goats, and we've got yoga going on. What we're going to do right now is take a very brief pause from the countdown to uncover the vast treasure of country music richness in Bob Kingsley's CT-40 vault. There it is, and we are in. We go way back to the year that the catchphrase, Good Morning Vietnam, takes a hold of the country. Aretha Franklin is the very first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and it just so happens to be the year that a young man by the name of Randy Travis begins his ascent to become a household country name. Separating was the best thing for us, and whenever I think of us, I think about Garth Brooks' The Dance. Especially when Garth says, our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. She lives in California, and I don't know if she's listening right now, but if she is, I just want her to hear that she was worth every single minute of it, and I wouldn't have changed a thing. Sincerely, Josh, Longview, Texas.
Looking back.
Thing, little man.
It's top 10 time with my daddy.
CT-40!
Nico Moon kicks us off with a hit that's been climbing since March. This one's called Good Time.
We just trying to catch a good time.
Kelsey says, you know, the cool part about the music industry is that there is just not a rule book. There's no set way to make it happen. Pretty well-rounded advice from a well-rounded artist. Here she is with her latest single at number 4 this week. Kelsey Ballerini with Hole in the Bottle.
It ain't my fault.
It's the moment we've all been waiting for. The magnum opus of Bob Kingsley's Country Top 40. The crown jewel of the countdown. This is their number one story.
So amazing to see how the song over this year has kind of, gone up the charts, and to see the response from radio and the country fans, and we just can't wait to perform it live.
Lady A with Champagne Night, number 1.
Drinking beer on a champagne night.
And if it sounds like I'm having a good time doing this, it's because I am. And I'm so grateful for you. And I really hope you'll join me again next week when, once again, we're going to count them down. Think big, because you're thinking anyway. And who's better than you?
Yeah!